focus on the little bits because they connect to make up the world. Today on Growing Hope, we're talking about making the most of the little bits and also the five things you need for your heart seed to germinate.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're investing a few moments to grow up our big dreams and to live bold in all of our possibilities. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. I know that with just a dash of hope, it all becomes possible. A little bit of hope makes the way for big changes and big opportunities. A little bit of faith grows up into a world of possibilities and moves mountains. A little bit, when it's added to another little bit, will make a world of difference. But they, you know, the great big they out there, they will tell you to focus on the big picture. And of course, not to sweat the small stuff. Small stuff doesn't matter. But it turns out the small stuff are the very things that allow us to move into the big picture or to bring that big picture into focus. It's the little bits. Everything in this world is made up of little bits. And without the little bits, it all just falls apart. My morning started with a reminder of the importance of little bits. Tom Reed from Sustained Leadership, WBS, he pointed out that little bits are even used in construction. And I hadn't thought about it that way. But it takes a little bit of nails, and it takes a little bit of wood, and it takes a little bit of focus to build anything. Something that is all about the big picture, because you literally take a big picture and make it into what you're trying to build. It's still made up of the little bits. And if the little bits aren't managed, then the big picture never works out. We didn't build our home where we currently have it. Instead, we moved it from one location to another. It's still a stick-built house. We just had a moving company put it up on wheels and roll it, drive it to our house or our site 30 miles away. And then they set it back up. But I suspect that when they first built the house, everything was nice and square. And trust me, after 30 minutes on the highway and coming down a mountain the wrong way, it was not so much square by the time it got to where we put it. Now, when you are trying to build something, or add on or remodel, it takes a lot more effort because you have to not just measure twice. You have to measure three or four or five or six times because you have to measure all the way up the other measurement because nothing is square. So it takes a lot of finessing to get things done. But if the little bits had been in the right place when we started, it would have been easier to accomplish all of our tasks. Having something off, even by a little bit, makes it tough moving forward. The little bits are important. No matter if you're trying to run a marathon, make a cake, build a house, or create your world domination. If you're going to get there, you need to be focused on the little bits. Do a little bit, and then do a little bit more, and then before you know it, the little bits have built your possibilities. It's not always easy to have the patience for the little bits. We want it all, and we want it right now. So we rush the process, and in the process of rushing, we cause issues that require more work and more resources and more time than if we had just taken the necessary precautions to do it a little bit. If we had just started out with the little bits instead of trying to get it all done at once. I was watching a cooking show not too long ago, and the goal was to make this big, giant cake. And the baker had made, instead of making multiple batches of mix, she did it all at once to hurry the process. But in the hurrying, she forgot an essential element of the batter. And in the end, it was just a big mess. If she'd taken the time to make the giant cake a little bit at a time, she would have been able to at least catch her mistake before it cost her the final project. You can't rush the process of growing up your possibilities. You have to make the point of investing a little bit at a time. You have to allow your heart seed to germinate at its unique pace. But all seeds can and will grow up when they're given what they specifically need for the sprouting and growing to occur. Your heart seed elements will be unique to you, and you're going to find that they arrive a little bit at a time just when they're needed most. So first thing, you have to prepare the soil to be ready for the heart seed to take root. And the good news is you are the soil. So at least you know where the soil is located. You're the soil of your heart seed. The heart seed grows up in and through you. But no seed will grow in soil that has become hardened or empty. You prepare for your heart seed growth by being consistently invested in believing the promises and the potential of who you are, and more importantly, whose you are. I always get a job. I've always gotten a job offer when I go to an interview. As long as I get into the interview, I get a job offer. It isn't that I'm the only person for the job, so they had to hire me. It's just that I always believed I was the best me for the job. And in that confidence, I had them believing I was also the best me for the job. And guess what? I was always the best me for the job. It didn't matter what the job was because I'm always going to be the best me for the job. You are always the best you for the job. You are always the best you for the heart seed in you, for the job and the purpose and the place that you were uniquely crafted to fulfill. Dare to believe that you are the best you for such a time as this. And that's going to make the difference. Second, prepare your heart seed to be able to germinate when you take care of the heart seed. See, every seed requires certain treatment before it can take root. My son and I went on a field trip a while back to a local garden, and we were encouraged to collect the seeds so that we could take them back home and grow them, as long as we didn't damage the plant in the process. And there were some incredible Lenten roses there, and I was able to squeeze the seeds out without harming the plant. I just squeezed them out of the pod. And I brought them back home, and I put them into their little seed cups so that they could start growing, and I could transplant them into my garden. I had perfect place for them. But nothing happened. Several weeks went by, still nothing happened. And then I forgot about them. I forgot about them for the whole winter. I left them out on the porch. That's how much I forgot about them. In the spring, they began to sprout. With a little research, I discovered that the seeds of the Lenten rose needed freezing. They needed to be at freezing temperature before they were ready to germinate. There are other seeds that need fire. Without experiencing a wildfire, the seeds never germinate. Some seeds need to be soaked in water before they're ready to go in the ground. Your heart seed needs to be saturated in the things that will provide it what it needs to take root. And it's important to know that one of the most important elements will always be the word that created your heart seed in the first place. The third thing is to understand how to activate the seed. To plant it in the right place, which is you, to plant it at the right time and in the right way, to do what needs to be done. Now, we live on amazing property. I joke with people that it is just so rich that you could spit and grow a person. We're nestled between a creek and several natural springs, so there's a lot of humidity. So the plants always get they always get enough moisture without getting too much. All around us, though, on neighboring properties, neighboring forests, there are these amazing hydrangeas, the oak leaf hydrangea. Every year, my mom would purchase a new hydrangea for us to plant in our garden and on our property, because we didn't have any. We didn't even have the oak leaf. Every fall, those hydrangeas would fade away, never to be seen again. So apparently, hydrangeas don't like our property, despite how rich and amazing it is for other plants. Your heart seed is designed up to grow up in a unique place of view. And it's designed to grow up in a unique way and at a unique time. So knowing the elements of you requires investing in understanding not only your heart seed, but the Creator and the purpose of the Creator and your place in purpose, which is why we're walking through this process together. Be invested in understanding how to activate your heart seed. Fourth, take care of the heart seed. I mean, care from outside forces and care from inside forces, because both can be equally destructive. I mentioned before about the Lenten roses that finally sprouted after they got what they needed. What I didn't tell you is that not a single one of those sprouts survived to be planted in my garden, because I forgot about them again. And they never got watered. And they need water to grow. It takes care to make certain that what you've rooted in your life grows up into all that you're designed to be. Because the world is going to try to crush it. You have to arm yourself. Arm yourself with positive words, with determined and consistent little bits. Little bits make it so much easier. Little bits of purposeful action move you in that direction. But you also have to take care to guard against what lies within. Every negative thing that you've heard or that you've seen that has come into you in some way, it has the potential to become a weapon against your heart seed. Now, you can only combat what you've brought in by continuing to bring in new, positive, life-giving words. You can protect against future negatives by making the choice to choose different for what you allow in. But be aware that what you allow in will potentially harm or help your heart seed. And finally, be persistent and consistent in caring for your heart seed. I mean, neglect is one of the biggest purpose killers on the planet. I was given a houseplant that looks somewhat like a pom-pom. It looks like it's a pom-pom on the end of a stick. It's got a wooden stem. And it makes it look like a tiny little tree. And actually, it makes it look like one of the trees from The Lorax. So every time I'm caring for the tree, I think of The Lorax. And I speak for the trees. And during the spring, things got really crazy around our house. So I neglected all the house plants. So much so that the dirt became solid. And if you try to water a house plant that has solid dirt in it, the water just runs straight down to the bottom of the pot and then all over whatever is beneath it. It's never a good thing with house plants in the house. So we moved them outside and saturated them over the next several weeks so that the water would run out and it absorbs and it softens the dirt and so forth. And then I brought them back in and things got crazy again. And my poor little Lorax plant decided it was time to just take a bow and call it a day. And it folded over on itself and was gone. No matter how much you like something or how much you want something, if you neglect it, if you neglect what you're trying to grow, it's not always going to survive and it's not always going to be something you can repair. But you want to be invested in your heart seed. So prepare the soil, prepare the seed, activate the seed, care for the seed, and be invested in consistent and persistent care. You have to make the investment. You have to make the choice. You have to give your heart seed what it needs and then continue to provide consistent and persistent care. Every seed can and will grow up if you provide it what it needs to make it so. Things happen in life, and being persistent and consistent, at least consistently, it's not always a possibility. Sometimes all you have is a little bit, and a little bit isn't enough to get it all done. But even a little bit will bring you a little bit closer if you do the little bit, and then you do a little bit more, and then you do a little bit more so that you add the little bit to the little bit, and eventually you end up getting to where you need to be. So today's challenge is about making an investment in your little bit. One, define what you need. Two, break it down into little bits. Three, do one little bit. Four, give yourself credit for getting that little bit done. Keep doing little bits until your little bits add up to what you need. It may not seem like much when you hold it up alone, but even sand, it's only heavy when you have lots of little bits all piled up together. You don't even notice it if it's just the one alone. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we are investing in the little bits and finding the unique qualities necessary to germinate our heart seeds. It's not always easy walking out this journey. As a matter of fact, the world is going to do all it can to persuade you that you do not have a unique place and purpose, and it's going to do all it can to distract you from the journey. But when you unlock your heart seed and when you invest in your heart seed, then even the distractions and the detours the world puts up become a little bit easier to handle. I look forward to hearing how your journey into purpose living is going. So please share your thoughts and your ideas about heart seed discovering over at Growing Hope Radio Facebook page or growinghoperadio.com. And it's the website where you can also catch up on any episodes that you may have missed. And if you have any questions or concerns or just thoughts you want to share directly with me, you can always email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com or message me through the website or Facebook page. Learn more about this journey that we're on, the place and purpose, by visiting harnessyourwhy.com today. You have it in you. You have the ability to grow up into world-changing possibilities in you right now. The key is uncovering your heart seed and then giving it all it needs to germinate. It's time to get growing. I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.